Moncrief on News Talk.
Every year, Lillian O'Donoghue throws a party to celebrate her love of Coca-Cola. She throws hope in her home to neighbours and passers-by in Glenmire to show off her collection of Coke memorabilia, believed to be the largest in Ireland. Lillian, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Sean.
How long have you been collecting Coke stuff for?
Would you believe this September it'll be 40 years.
40 years?
Yes.
And did that start with just everywhere you'd go, you'd buy a can and keep the can?
Yeah, but how I started the very first days when I was 22. Myself and my friend Aileen, we went on our first holiday to Austria. And that time we flew to Austria and it landed in Germany, the plane.
Mm.
So a bus collected us then from Germany and brought us into Austria. And on the bus, they sold cans. So I just bought a can of Coke. And I said to Aileen then, isn't that funny now I'm after drinking this can between two countries? And that was the very first can. And after that then, I just started, going to different places. Our friends of mine, our family would go over different places. And they'd bring me back cans then.
Right.
So they'd have to be full then. Because I'd drink them then and, I'd be saying, is it nice or isn't it nice or whatever? Because even though it's Coke, there's a different, slight taste, different taste.
That's true, because it's made in those countries, kind of under license and stuff. So
that's right.
Oh, so where have you drunk Coke or where from have you drunk Coke that you thought or that's really nice?
In Iceland, I thought it was beautiful, and also in France.
Oh.
But I thought the worst tasting one was from Switzerland.
That's interesting. That's interesting. Yeah. So do they taste quite different to each other than the Coke in the different places?
A slight difference. I think it might be the water. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, you're spot on. It would be the water. That's bound to have a huge effect in it.
Yeah.
But I assume also, though, Lillian, you like the design of the Coke can or the kind of iconography of Coke. You like all that kind of stuff?
Oh, I do, because you can go to all the countries in the world and it's sold everywhere.
Yeah. And do Coke cans always look the same or are there slight differences in design?
There's slight difference in design. Yeah.
Yeah. And what kind of, like, would they be dramatically different from each other?
Some of them would now, at the time of the Olympics would be on, they'd bring out a special edition or, the bottles, aluminium bottles, Jean-Paul Gaultier is on one of them, and all different iconic people. So I collected all of those. Well, I don't know how many. I have about 21, but I don't know how many is actually brought out on the market.
Right, yeah. And so all the stuff you've collected, do you still have enough room in your house or have you built an extension to fit everything?
I do. And the party last Saturday was called the Chill Party because we got a new Coca-Cola fridge.
Oh, right.
And then Catherine Cakes of Carrigaline, she made the cake then to match the fridge.
Very nice. And you have a chandelier, a Coke chandelier. Was that kind of made specially for you?
Oh, yeah. My ex-husband, I'm divorced now, but my ex-husband, he made those from bottles of Coke.
God. And do you have like Coke-themed furniture and pieces in the house as well as all the Coke cans and stuff?
No, well, at Christmas I got a bar made. It's Coca-Cola. That's the only piece of furniture I have in the house.
Right.
Everything else is kind of outside the house.
Okay, right.
But it's just the Coca-Cola memorabilia would be on the walls and stuff.
Yeah. And so at the party, how many people would be coming to your house for this party?
Between 40 and 50.
All right, okay, I suppose that's manageable. And there'd be kind of neighbours and friends and that kind of stuff.
That's right.
Yeah, okay.
And to be outdoors then, you see, out in the garden.
Yeah. And so your children, Lillian, are they going to inherit all of this?
Oh, they are.
Yeah. And have you left strict instructions what to do with it so they don't just sell it or anything?
Oh, Oh, no, I'd say they'll keep it. I have two boys.
Yeah.
Patrick and Robin, and they'll have the house to keep for themselves.
Right. Okay. Lillian, thanks a million for speaking with us today, and keep up the good work. That's Lillian O'Donoghue there, a Coca-Cola collector, thought to be the biggest collection in Ireland of Coca-Cola stuff that's in Glanmire in Cork.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.